Now, I'll be talking about Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton, who served alongside Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson in George Washington's administration. Hamilton's views on the direction the young United States should take, however, differed radically from Jefferson's. Hamilton was a great admirer of the British economic system and strongly desired to turn the United States, which was still mainly an agrarian society, into a manufacturing society like Britain's. He supported the mercantilist or pro-manufacturing policy of high tariffs on imported manufactured goods. Hamilton also believed that it was necessary to have a strong central government for the young country to succeed and to grow economically. In accordance with this belief in a strong federal government, he also believed in what is called a broad interpretation of the Constitution, the opposite of a strict interpretation. Using a broad interpretation of the Constitution, the federal government has many powers that are not specifically outlined in the Constitution. The states have only those powers specifically granted in the Constitution, and any other powers go to the federal government. This is the opposite of a strict interpretation of the Constitution, according to which the states have powers that are not specifically outlined in the Constitution, and the federal government has only those powers specifically granted to it by the Constitution. Because Hamilton and his supporters believed in a strong central or federal government, they were known as Federalists.